Good evening and welcome to the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors joint meetings with currently the Pension Advisory Board. Today is April 17th, 2025. The time is now 6:34. Please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight's the opening night of our joint meetings with the citizen boards, the commissions, and the authorities. And we'd like to welcome our first presentation for this evening with the Pension Advisory Board. And I'll turn the floor over to you. Thank you for being here. Please introduce yourself.
Sure. I'm Joan Genoway. I'm the chairman of the Pension Advisory Board.
I'm Sybil Bryan. I'm the director of human resources and assigned to the Pension Advisory Board.
And then we should do roll call overall then. Roll call beginning with my right.
Carol Kenny.
Greg Phillips.
Greg Wax.
Bill Genoway.
Tina Garzillo. And sitting in the wings, we have
Amanda Laffey, Assistant Township Manager.
And Tony Hemedy, Township Manager.
Okay, so we'll get started.
Ready to go.
So just as a reminder for all of you, there are several different groups within this advisory board that we look at. The first one is the 401 defined contribution, which is a non-uniform group. And it's really defined, as you can see there, it specifies a rate of contribution that an employer and employee must contribute to the member's account. Each employee contributes 3% of the wages, and the township matches at 6% of the wages for employees. The plan has a tier level vesting, but requires 6 years of service before one can be fully vested. There are no loan provisions in the 401A plan, and this is administered currently by Empower. As of the end of calendar year 2024, the total plan assets were over $27 million, and the plan participants were 227. And the next one is the Act 600 Police Pension Plan, which is a defined benefit. And this defined benefit plan provides a specified amount of benefits based on a formula that includes factors such as age, salary, and years of employment. The plan is governed by the Board of Supervisors. The plan assets are managed by DF Dent and Company. The custodian of the funds is the PNC Bank, and the consultant for this plan is Thomas J. Anderson and Associates. So to take a look at the end of the year for this particular plan, the Act 600 Police Pension Defined Plan, as of 12/31/2024, cash and short-term investments were $808,164. Bonds, CDs, U.S. government obligations, $24,575,729. Stocks, $55,110,453. So the total cash investments are over $80 million in this plan. The activity for 2024 in this particular plan in terms of net investment income was $6,756,135. Pension payments were $4,844,557. And the administrative expenses were $11,700. The plan membership total was 140. So we move to the next one. The Deferred Retirement Option Plan, otherwise known as the DROP plan. Again, as of 12/31/2024, the statistics are certainly the plan is still administered by Empower Retirement, and an active member who has met the eligibility requirements for normal retirement may elect to participate in the DROP for a period up to 60 months. The assets total currently, or at the end of December, $4,290,819.58. And the total participants are 22 in this plan. The 457 Deferred Compensation Plan. Again, as of the end of December 2024, this plan is also administered by the Empower Retirement Group. Participation is mandatory for all police officers and optional for non-uniform employees. The assets total $25,298,952.46. The membership totals for this plan are 188. And the Retirement Health Savings Plan, as of 12/31/2024, this plan is administered by Optum Financial. Participation is open to all township employees on a voluntary basis. However, employees must be in a defined group and contribute a fixed percentage as agreed upon by the group per IRS code. Currently, there are two groups defined in the RHS, Executive Group and the Police Command Staff. The assets total currently, or at the end of December, $2,189,629.93, and the membership totals are 46. And that concludes our presentation. Does anyone have any questions? Or Greg, you're the advisor or liaison for our board, if there's any comments you'd like to have?
Just one comment. Obviously, thank the members of the Pension Advisory Board for service on the board. I just want to mention that I think everybody knows that this year has not been the best year for the stock market. That being said, when DF Dent, who manages the funds in the defined contribution plan, defined benefit plan, came in with their presentation in April, we learned that through March 31st, despite the stock market actually going down significantly this year, the pension plan has actually gone up in value this year. That being said, that was as of March 31, and April has also been a very rough month for the stock market.
And I think, Greg, thank you for those comments. I think as we've been involved with this, DF Dent is a very, very conservative organization, and everyone knows about the Magnificent Seven, and I believe there's only three of those stocks that are in the plan for the police pension.
Yeah, they would be called, discuss it or say it is they would say that they were underweight when it came to some of the more prominent IT stocks that everybody is familiar with. And that is why, one of the reasons why the market was down this year through March 31, and obviously it's still down for the year, but why they're up, and the pension plan is up for this year through March 31.
They didn't see the same levels of fluctuation that the general market did due to their expertise and foresight, honestly. They pay close attention to what is happening and alert us to it. So we get to see them twice a year. We will see them again towards the end of the year, and they'll let us know how we've done for the final three quarters. So,
are they talking at all about increasing their position in gold and decreasing their position in the stock market at all? Because I've heard of a couple of other plans that I know of, a couple of other people that have their retirement funds in various equities and bonds and a combination of those plus gold and other instruments.
That's a great question. I don't recall their mentioning that they have anything in gold. We can go back and ask, but I don't believe that that's in there. A lot of what they did, and Greg, in terms of stocks, they are heavier in industrials than the high tech. We're like twice as high as the regular S&P mix in most funds. So I think that's really what helped them with their profitability the first quarter of this year. But we can double check, but I don't believe that.
I don't think they've ever actually invested in things like precious metals at all. It's always been like equities and bonds and maybe some cash holdings,
yes.
I believe. It's always important to note, and I know the board knows this, but I'm sure most of the public knows this, but if somebody who's watching doesn't know it, the members of the Pension Advisory Board don't pick the equities that DF Dent has in the portfolio. We see their positions, and certainly the Pension Advisory Board can ask questions if it wants to, but picking the positions, no.
Well, those are the experts, and we rely on them for the expertise that, yes, exactly.
When we chose DIT, one of the things we looked at was long-term stability of the funds. And one of the good things about our program for the people at home, a few years back, we actually hosted a state hearing here in Upper Marion Township on pension programs throughout the state. And at the time, I was the chair of the board, and I got to represent Upper Marion in that. We were the only one of the five municipalities represented that had a solvent pension fund. And ours wasn't just solvent. Ours was at about, I think it was 92 or 93%.
We've been higher than that, actually. There have been times where we've been over 100% yeah. funded. Now, I don't know what we are right now. When the auditors come in and take a look at everything, they will give us a number. But always remember that when the auditor comes in, it's just a snapshot in time on the exact date that they're doing the audit.
Right, but I think the issue, though, is that we've done very well
yes,
for
we have.
Our members
for employees.
As well as for our township. And we continue to do well when other sectors of the state and the Commonwealth and townships who have similar programs are not doing as well. They're 40% funded, 25% funded.
And if some think that funding it in the state programs is better, the state programs are nowhere near what ours are funded as. In fact, when we had that hearing here, we were the only one that was over 50%.
50% was?
50% was the norm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So the programs we've had, DENT and even before that, ICMA, they did a great job for us in investments and managing the money and growing it for employees.
Oh, that's stability for our township speaks volumes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Even attracting employees to come here just to know the stability that you want to be with a winner. And we're a winner.
Any other comments or questions? Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your work.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you for the presentation. And we're going to continue on with some business that I would like to ask for a motion to add an item to our agenda that we were asked to provide a letter of support to the project, the Gateway Project for the Valley Forge Park extension onto North Gulf Road. So I would like to entertain
and a motion. Madam Chair, I can give you more detail if you want on that. So the request actually came from the Valley Forge Alliance, or Friends of Valley Forge, whatever they call themselves. But what they're asking us to do is to support their effort with PennDOT. Oddly enough, the road that goes through the park is still a state highway. Currently, the speed limit on those roads is 35 miles an hour. They are asking that we support their position to do 25 miles an hour because certain areas of the road, people don't follow 35 mile an hour and they really kind of speed through it.
Are you talking within the park itself?
Within the park itself. The park rangers only patrol during the hours of operation of the park, and Upper Marion kind of picks up the rest, but they think that if they can get PennDOT to lower the speed limit, that will be a safer opportunity for everybody.
Does that include Route 23?
No, that's strictly the route
just
through
the
park,
through
which
the
is,
park.
I think, what, 1032 or
yeah.
something? Yeah,
just that little,
okay.
yeah.